This episode of Finding Fairways was pre-recorded and is a production of Blarney Stone Broadcasting. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne is in studio on the phone with my original co-host, Kevin Frisch. And Kev, here we are, the end of another golf season, at least for us on the radio. And as I was saying to Don Holinsky earlier, you know, some day in, day out, it seems like a long golf season, but not when you come to the end of it.
No, it ends very quickly. And as we know, we can talk about the weather outside today. But yesterday being the first day of fall, all of a sudden here comes fall weather right along with it. So, yeah, it went by pretty quickly. Everybody was busy this year. I think that, you know, we still probably have a couple of decent weeks. We can still get some rounds in. But, yeah, it's coming down to the end. So,
yeah, it's... That's our plan. We got to get one more round in before they shut it all down. I wanted to talk briefly. Of course, we want to talk about the Ryder Cup because I know how big of an event it is, especially for you. You love the Ryder Cup.
My favorite.
I had the
opportunity. The holiday here this week.
Yes, I know. A weekend pass to the couch.
Right.
You're going to need.
And there'll be no DVRing anything, I told my wife. Nothing gets recorded. Anything that has to be done better be done before tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
I wish I could watch it at 8 o'clock. I will be on highlights only as I have a very busy Friday. But, yeah, it is the center of the golf universe is at Whistling Straits. But I wanted to talk about what you and I would probably vote as the best new golf course in the state of Michigan, the Jack Nicklaus redesign of Grand Haven Golf Club. American Dunes, I had a chance to play it on Saturday, and boy, is it a treat.
It really is. You know, I've got a little bit of a personal attachment to that place, as I grew up about 15 minutes north of there in Muskegon and Norton Shores, and probably played the old Grand Haven Golf Club 100 times, you know, growing up as a junior golfer. And the transformation that, you know, Dan Rooney and his family and did with Jack Nicklaus down there, really remarkable.
No, they've taken a page out of the latest in golf design, and that is remove all the trees, which I mentioned, I think, briefly. Dan Pohl and I played Oakland Hills. Oakland Hills has removed almost all the trees. You know, Oakland Hills does not have the benefit of being on all the sand dunes and waste areas that Nicklaus is exposed by pulling the trees out. And I thought I was at Pinehurst number two or number four.
With the fighter jets hanging over the bar and all of that around the clubhouse, it's a really cool atmosphere, and it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, and the plaques at each one of the tees designating one of Jack's major victories and also a military tribute at each hole. So, and the videos that run on your golf carts that talk a little bit about the history of the club and Folds of Honor. Yeah, they've really created something fantastic, and we would highly, highly recommend you making a trip down to Southwest Michigan and playing American Dunes when you get the opportunity. And then,
exactly.
And then if you get the opportunity, or you will get the opportunity via television, skip right across Lake Michigan. You'll find yourself in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and the Whistling Straits hosted Ryder Cup. It's going to be amazing.
It really is. I am pretty fired up. As I just mentioned earlier, this is golf holiday weekend for me. Having it at Whistling Straits, which you and I have both played, I think is going to be a really cool match play course.
I got to imagine, without seeing much of the setup, they have removed whatever rough was there so the U.S. team can blow it everywhere they want to. There's a lot of different ways to play a lot of these holes.
They cut the rough down, I think, to just 2 inches. So it's every single shot out of the rough is going to have a shot at the green. And it is set up for the Americans, unlike when we go over there where they make the fairways tight and the rough thick. And you've got these young guys like Scheffler and Spieth and Thomas and Morikawa and Bryson and Cantley. I mean, it just goes on and on. These young guys, this is going to be our Ryder Cup team for the next 20 years.
Some teams are going to be like, they're going to open with alternate shot on Friday morning. You know, you're going to have Justin Thomas and Spieth playing together. Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau look like they will be playing in the morning as an alternate shot team, which I think is a good team. They played well in Paris. And then Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay, who've not played in a Ryder Cup. Well, Xander has, but Cantlay and Xander Schauffele became great friends at the President's Cup, and they could end up being a formidable duo.
I totally agree. I think those guys, barring any mishaps, you could see those two guys, Schauffele and Cantlay, playing all five matches. You could see Spieth and Thomas playing all five matches for sure. And, you know, foursomes is so interesting. And actually, that's the one thing that I was kind of questioning over here is, you know, we always struggle in foursomes. I would have thought there might have been some consideration to flipping the start and going out with four ball in the morning to get our guys warmed up. Everybody plays their own ball. We usually play better in that anyways. Coming out first thing Friday morning when it's cold, and it'll be interesting to see how they fare. But you can pretty well bet that Morikawa is going to be playing the odd holes, and Dustin Johnson's going to be playing the even holes where he can bomb it on 16 and 18 coming home if it goes that far.
I don't know. There's a number of holes, the odd number of holes that length is going to be an advantage of. Length's an advantage at Whistling Straits. There's no doubt about it. Like number 10. I remember in that playoff, the first time they played there when Vijay could drive it on the green and Justin Leonard had to play out to the left, and the playoff was over before it began. So,
right.
There's,
exactly.
I'm just saying there, you know, I played that golf course a bunch, and I understand the par threes three of the four are on the odd number of holes, but, yeah, the strategy will be interesting just to look at the matchups, and we don't know exactly who's going to take on who, but probably Westwood and Sergio will be the first group out in alternate shot on Friday morning. The other three teams look to be Rahm and Lowry, Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland, and then Poulter and Casey probably as the four alternate shot teams for the Euro. So any one of those are just strong matchups just to start.
Yeah, the Europeans, don't let anybody fool you that these guys are, you know, that much of underdogs, because that's not the case. And it's interesting. I'll be shocked if we don't see a Sergio Garcia and John Rahm pairing, because you have this Spanish armada, is what I call it, when you had Seve and Olazabal, and then Olazabal and Sergio, and now you've got Sergio and Rahm. It would be interesting. I don't know why they wouldn't put them out together in that respect, but there's a number of different combinations on the European side that's scary.
Yeah. When we return here on Finding Fairways, Kevin and I will dissect and dive deeper into the Ryder Cup happening this weekend at Whistling Straits. All that and more here on Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. It's time to check in with our good friends at CarlsGolfland.com. Tim Coyle's on the phone. And, Tim, I don't know what you're doing right now, but I've got in my background on my computer the Ryder Cup. It's got to be one of the biggest event, if not the biggest event of the golf year.
Yeah, I'm probably not supposed to have it pulled up right now, but we have a couple people keeping an eye on it for everybody. It's an awesome event. It's obviously different. It doesn't happen every year. We get really excited. It's kind of one of our little push for us to talk to everybody, you know, for the golf season here in Michigan.
I know we've been talking about this. You've got free shipping during the Ryder Cup, so anything that you like online will come to you free of charge. And, of course, there's always no charge for your returns. You've also got some Ryder Cup gear in store.
Yeah, we have some great Ryder Cup gear in store. We have it from Ralph Lauren and Under Armour, FootJoy, a couple other vendors, really cool stuff. We can't sell it online, unfortunately, but we do have it in store. So if you were able to wander out here to southeastern Michigan or if you want to give us a call, we can certainly facilitate it that way.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. So give one of the stores a call, because you can still see what you have in store online, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be posting. The Ryder Cup stuff won't live on CarlsGolfLand.com, but we will be posting it whatever we can to our social channels so everybody can get a look at what we have.
Yeah, I've seen some of it. It is outstanding, and the team is playing as well as they're dressed. Also, not too early to say, the holidays are around the corner, and we know Mom and Dad want some stuff from Carl's Golfland.
We are getting ready right now, believe it or not. I know it seems early, but, with the planning and prep and what's coming and what we're going to have in stock. And, we do have a huge selection of stuff in stock right now. I know a lot of other industries are kind of preaching get ahead of the game, and if there's something you need or want, shop now. It may be harder to get as we inch closer to holiday. We're kind of going with that direction, and if there's something you're looking for, we have a ton of stuff in stock right now. And, you know, we have a price protection policy as well. So if you shop it, you think you're shopping too early, waiting for a deal, you know, we'll get you taken care of either way. Holiday is coming.
Better safe than sorry. Tim, I want to thank everybody at Carl's Golfland for joining with us to put on Finding Fairways. We couldn't do it without you.
We love the opportunity. We love pairing up. It's always great talking to you, Jerry, and look forward to doing it again next season.
We will talk to you in April of 2022. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Jerry.
Welcome back to Finding Fairways here on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfland.com. Jerry Coyne in studio on the phone with Don Holinsky at Forest Dunes. And Don, boy, you know, sometimes when you're inside the golf season, it seems like each day is pretty long, but here we are at the end of a season, and it went by pretty quick, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. It's been a great year for all of the resorts in northern Michigan. And while it's we're sad to see it coming to a close here soon, we also are looking forward to it in a way to catch our breath. So our season ends on October 10th, Sunday, and then we will be aerifying all the greens and fairways. But there still is a chance to get out to Forest Dunes and the Loop and experience prime pristine conditioning up until that day when we close on the 10th.
And I'm sure many people will. I know I'm going to try to squeeze one more round in there. I especially got to take some folks out to the Bootlegger. How's that been going?
Oh, the Bootleggers has been a great addition and keeps getting better. We added the speakers this year, playing music throughout the day. You know, it's a totally different vibe, and we'd like to get more locals out there to experience that. It's something where you don't have to be an experienced golfer. You can go out there and enjoy yourself with a group, a few couples, different things like that, and not necessarily have to be a skilled golfer to be able to enjoy it. Again, it's all about the hang and the group of the people that you're with and throwing out some of those old standards of golf. You know, we allow you to play in groups of eightsomes or twelvesomes together, and it's more of a social thing than anything. You only carry a couple clubs with you, or you only need to anyways, and most people have a nice beverage in the other hand. So it's a fun thing to do. It takes about an hour, so we have people who will play it 2-3 times in an evening. It is a daily rate, so for your greens fee, you can play it as much on a given day as you can, and we'll have people take advantage of that and just keep looping it. And especially if we're not busy, you can get around very, very quick. So.
Yeah. I just got my latest issue of Golf Digest today, and all three of the courses made it into the top 100 you can play.
Yeah, sure did. And, you know, Forest Dunes has always been perennially in that top of the mix and checks in at number 33 this year. And the one thing that is unique about Golf Digest and their rankings is they actually treat the Loop as two totally different courses.
Right.
So it checks in at the black checks in at number 59 and the red checks in at number 78. So we can say we have three of the top 100 public golf courses in the country, and now there's six others that can lay claim to that as well, and some pretty good company that we're up there with, including Bandon Dunes, Pebble Beach, Stream Song, Whistling Straits. So.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive list, and it is kind of cool. It's more than kind of cool that the black and the red are listed as separate courses, because they are. You know, I had this conversation with somebody that had played the Loop. We ran into him at American Dunes. We played American Dunes last Saturday. And the husband and wife were saying, you know, we thought that the Loop was going to be kind of goofy, but then we just figured out that it's a golf course. I said, yeah, absolutely. You can't think about that. Trust me, after you play it a couple times, you never think about the course being played the other way. You've got to concentrate on the black that you're playing that day and then turn around the next day and play the red, because they are two different golf courses. It's irrelevant. about the way you played it the day before.
Sure is. And you know, the splitting it up and having it ranked as two separate courses is great, because for us, we get to say, yes, we have, you know, the loop is two different courses, and now we have three of the top 100. But I know when we first announced that we were going to have this reversible course, and the question was going to be, well, how are the Raiders going to treat it, and will it be as one and or two different courses? And the different publications kind of asked our input initially, you know, what do you think? You know, we said, well, we kind of wanted it rated as one. We thought it might enhance our ranking,
right?
The novel, kind of some bonus points for that aspect of it. And even though we did recognize that, yes, it is two truly distinct courses, and I know Tom Doak kind of had that same sentiment as well, that as soon as these rankings come out and one is perceived to be better than the other, that's where everybody's going to want to play. So they're only going to want to play on the day of the higher ranked routing, and that's kind of what happened at St. Andrews, which was reversible, and everybody wanted to say they hit it over the hotel on the road hole and play the one other iconic par three. And so that was Tom's challenge in designing the course and in making it attractive and distinctive in both ways, so that it wouldn't be an overwhelming favorite of which one is better. And that's the great thing for us as well, is that it's an argument when you play it and have the opportunity to play it both ways, of why they think their specific reasoning for putting the one over the other is better. It's people talking, and people talking about it is good for Forest Dunes.
Yeah. Before we finish up our discussion, we know how busy you got, so even though the course is shutting down October 10th, the phones are going to be open, and you want to make your tee times and your, especially your golf trips, get those reservations in for 2022 as soon as you can.
Absolutely. This is just a public service announcement for all the golfers of Northern Michigan. And I was on a call earlier this week with several of the resorts that we have a collaborative marketing effort, and everybody is experiencing unprecedented bookings for the 2022 season. We are already booked up in lodging and turning people away for a lot of weekends. We just don't have the availability. People have been, with the golf craze and COVID and everybody wanting to get out and about, all our bookings are ramped up and are several months ahead of where they were. So especially if you have a trip that, a buddy trip, and it's the third weekend in July every year, and you're stuck on those dates, you're going to want to, whatever resort it is, get out early and make those reservations for 2022, because unlike anything we've seen.
Yeah, so you got to visit ForestDunesGolf.com and make those reservations right away. And speaking of golf resorts, Don, the entire world's eyes are turning to Whistling Straits in Sheboygan, Wisconsin for the Ryder Cup. What are your feelings?
As much as I hate to say it, I think the Europeans have the edge, and as much as I'd like to see the Americans do well and take the cup, it'll be interesting to see how some of the internal relationships on the American team happens with the rivalries, Koepka and things like that. It's always fun to watch. Match play is a whole different animal, and it is super exciting. Unfortunately, it's as late in the year as it is, because it makes everybody want to get out and play, and we're closing in on the end of our season. So, but it always makes for great TV and Whistling Straits in a venue here in the Midwest that a lot of people are familiar with that are listening now. It's a great venue. It's sure to be some exciting viewing for everybody this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I know you're wrong, but that's okay. We'll look forward to watching all of this unfold this coming weekend. Thanks for being such a gracious co-host all season long, and we look forward to having you back here for Finding Fairways for 2022.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio, Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by carlsgolfland.com. Jerry Coyne is live in studio on the phone with one of our co-hosts, Joe Charles, who's the director of golf instruction at the Boyne Golf Academy. And Joe, a lot of things changed this year at the academy, and one of your busiest years ever.
Yeah, we had quite a busy, unexpectedly busy year last year, and we were kind of preparing for, you know, things to open up again and maybe have a little bit of a downturn this year, but the exact opposite happened. It got even busier. So it's been great to see, you know, a lot of new golfers coming into the game and a lot of lapsed golfers coming back into the game. And it's been a very busy year for sure.
And a lot of people wanting to improve, and you guys made some big changes at the academy yourself, primarily the TrackMan range.
Yeah, we added TrackMan range to our Boyne Highlands location, which has been a pretty cool piece of technology. We're actually in the process right now of upgrading our studio, putting some new hitting surfaces in and new impact screens that are capable of 4K and new upgraded projectors to improve our simulator experience, you know, because we're always looking ahead. We're getting ready for the winter in our indoor training, and we're actually releasing our winter indoor golf programs right now.
Yeah, talk about that for a minute. Obviously, courses are going to be shutting down soon. Generally speaking, the golf season is over by October 17th or 18th here in northern Michigan. But unless you've got a place in Florida, it's hard to keep your game in shape, but you guys keep striving to make it easier and better at the academy.
Yeah, we understand that here in Michigan, we've got a ton of golfers. It's one of the most golf-rich states in the country. But that being said, as you just said, you know, there's a lot of golfers that are, you know, golfless for about 5 or 6 months. And we have a couple different options that we try to provide for players to keep their whistle wet, so to speak, for golf, and to, you know, keep improving, more important than anything. You know, there's actually some things that you can work on in your game that are better to work on in the winter when you're not having to worry about playing golf, you know, on Saturday morning with a $2 Nassau against your buddies and stuff like that. You know, we have this winter, for the first time ever, we're introducing a completely remote learning, so all over Zoom, learning program for speed training and golf physical fitness. So, you know, golfers from all over the country, all over the world, could take advantage of this program where we have, it includes some training sessions for our TPI physical screens. We include super speed golf, the swing system with the swing sticks get shipped directly to you, and we do some coaching sessions to help you learn how to swing a little bit faster. So that's pretty cool. And then we have, for the local people here in northern Michigan, we have our winter development plan, which is a pretty cool program. This is our second year doing it. That includes also an in-person TPI screen, and then 5 golf lessons, 5 practice sessions in our studio, and then a club fitting in the spring to kind of get you going and ready for the next year.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. I guess I'll have to bug you a little bit and see about doing a little bit of this on Zoom, because that's really intriguing.
Yeah, it's my first year doing it, and I'm pretty excited about it. We've got a pretty cool program put together. And, you know, I mentioned earlier there's some things that you can do in the off season to, you know, help your game for the following year. And working on clubhead speed is probably the biggest thing that you can do. So we try to identify, you know, where your range of motion is good, where it isn't so good. We develop some different ways for you to, you know, use a kinematic sequence, which is basically a chain reaction that helps you deliver the club head to the golf ball quickly. We try to optimize that as best we can, and we use some pretty cool training aids that are included with the program to, you know, help you achieve those things. So it's going to be a fun winter, and hopefully we get a lot of people.
Well, it's going to keep you busy. I know you used to like taking the winter off, but that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, no, I don't foresee that happening this year, but that's a good problem to have, you know. My old joke is I work 80 hours a week in the summer and 20 in the winter, but it may be a little bit more than that this winter with, you know, the kind of the direction that golf is going and how many golfers we have coming into the game. And people are just still, I mean, we're still cranking out on the lesson tee right now. It's crazy. You know, we're getting to the end of September and we're still teaching a ton of lessons. And, you know, we're doing club fitting still quite a bit. Dave, our master club fitter, was out in our studio all day yesterday doing club fittings. People still wanting to get equipment, still, you know, wanting to work on their game. And fall is just around the corner. It's kind of almost here. It's a cold, rainy day here in the Petoskey area today.
Yeah, actually today's the first day of fall, and it feels like it here in northern Michigan for sure. And just speaking of club fitting very briefly, I know that a lot of the equipment that was kind of backlogged and it was difficult to get the new gear that you wanted has eased up some, so it's probably a good time to get fit.
Yeah, shipping times are starting to improve. We kind of screen everybody before they do a fitting and kind of ask them, you know, do you have any brand preferences? Do you have any clubs that you're kind of looking at or interested in? And then we're kind of straightforward with them and tell them, okay, here are the companies that are shipping quicker than others. You know, do you have a winter golf trip that you're trying to get to? You know, here's the we have lists of equipment that is available now and stuff you're going to have to wait for. But, you know, a couple of the companies like Callaway just came out with some new wedges, which are like a high toe wedge. They got rid of the PM grind and they went to a high toe wedge, which is, that's where most people end up hitting the ball with their wedges, is right on that toe. So that's a pretty, cool new club that's coming out. TaylorMade just came out with some new wedges. Callaway just came out with a new hybrid that's, got a ton of COG kind of back and, helps you get the ball way up in the air. So, we're pretty excited about that too. So, some new equipment starting to come out. And then, you know, around February time, all the companies will be coming out with some new stuff then too, right after the PGA show. So,
right.
You know, things don't slow down. We're cranking right along.
Joe, if the people do want to get into these winter programs, how do they register? How do they get involved?
Yeah. So registration is available right online. You go to www.boinegolf.com. Click on activities and then programs, and you'll see the different options that are available to, you know, register right online through our use schedule software. So totally encourage people to do that. We will cap these programs off after a certain number of registrants. We want to keep our studio available to players, so we will only do a limited number of them. So sign up earlier rather than later, for sure.
We got the biggest event in golf happening this weekend, the Ryder Cup across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so as a 15-year member of the PGA of America, this is one of the highlights of the year. We love this tournament. It's our tournament. My biggest thought is I'm just really excited because we have such a young team. We have some really good young players, Scheffler and Morikawa, and, you know, all these guys that are going to be kind of bringing some new energy into the event. And then you've got, I think we have second through the ninth ranked players in the world on our team, so that hasn't seemed to help us in past years, but I think this year maybe it'll be a little bit different.
And your buddy Danny Berger is made the team, so he's going to bring in a little bit of an energy that people are thinking might replace Patrick Reed being kind of the snarly guy. I had Don Alinsky on yesterday, said the Euros were going to win. What do you think?
I disagree with him. I think that Whistling Straits especially is a golf course that's kind of a big golf course. We have some bombers on our team, obviously, that it's going to really suit well. I can't wait to watch that first hole, 365 yards. There's been a lot of chatter about DeChambeau possibly hitting the first tee shot for us on that. Can you imagine if he knocks that sucker on the green opening shot of the tournament? You know, just to kind of set the tone. But just because of that golf course, the fact that we're setting up the tournament, and I think it's going to favor the Americans for sure. I mean, they have some long hitters on their team too, with Rahm, of course, but and McIlroy. But I think that it's going to set up well for our team.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic venue for match play. It's going to make for some thrilling viewing. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Joe Charles, the Director of Golf Instruction from the Boyne Golf Academy, thanks so much for all your input during Finding Fairways through the year, and we hope to have you on again for Finding Fairways 2022.
Yeah, look forward to it, Jerry. Have a good winter, and we'll see everybody hopefully this winter, but if not, hopefully in the spring at the Golf Academy.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Finding Fairways, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Welcome back to Finding Fairways on Up North Sports Radio, brought to us by CarlsGolfLand.com. Jerry Coyne and Kevin Frisch finishing up our discussion on this year's Ryder Cup. And Kevin, as you mentioned in the first segment, Sergio possibly playing with Rahm. You know, Lee Westwood hasn't been on the Ryder Cup in what, 6 years, 7 years? So there's the assumption that Westwood and Garcia will fall into their great pairing. Their record as teammates is ridiculous. But Westwood is a lot older now. He's had a great year. But you got two guys on this Ryder Cup team on the European side that are well in their 40s, which is Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter. And, you know, that's probably one of the big question marks. People just assume that Poulter will fall into his old tricks of being, you know, the Ryder Cup wizard. But he did not have a very good year on tour. So, you know, some of that is guesswork.
Yeah, I think, though, Ian Poulter, when these guys get to the Ryder Cup, something changes. They might not be on form, but somehow they find their way to get on form. And Poulter is just a match play gamer. You know, I've said this for years. 18 holes in match play is completely different than a 72-hole stroke play event. You know, anybody who's from number one in the world to number 60 in the world, they can beat each other in an 18-hole round of golf on any given day. I know everything goes into pairings. You got to have strategy and everything. But at the end of the day, this is an 18-hole match, and anything can happen when these guys are that good.
I'm not arguing with that. I'm just telling you the facts. You know, every Ryder Cup is completely different. We've gone into the United States has gone into these as massive favorites and come out with their tail between their legs too many more times than we care to count. It would be nice to have that the tables turned once and the Euros play like crap and the Americans dominate. It's been a long time since that's happened.
Yeah, we need to make putts. That's what, you know, that's what's happened every year. The Europeans come out usually in the morning and they make every putt they look at, and we need to come out and make putts. And if we can do that, we'll be right there with them. Back to Westwood. I like Westwood going out with one of the young guys. He's not as long as he used to be, but he can still hit great irons. He's always been a good putter. I think you put him out with one of the young guys and let him go. He can be a mentor. He can give support. A couple of the young guys like Victor, Hovland, who this is his first one, putting Victor out with one of the veterans, I think could be good for him.
Well, yeah, there's only two rookies on this European squad, and that's Hovland and Wiesberger. I don't think we'll see Wiesberger too much. Matthew Fitzpatrick was a rookie in Paris and played horribly. He was 0-2. You got to think that he will probably get a little bit more used to the pressure. Obviously, the spotlight's going to be turned on the American rookies, especially if they don't fare well, because you've got a lot of them.
You do, and Stricker's going to have – I don't know what he's going to do, obviously it's Saturday morning, but as a captain, you know, you want to get all your players out. You want to have them all play on day one. Then you can see if somebody's playing bad, you got to be – in these rookies, he's got to be ready to make some moves for Friday. That's why I hope he doesn't sit anybody on Thursday. I hope he plays everybody and gets them all out there so they can get that pressure, especially the rookies. I think he's got to get them all out on Thursday morning or afternoon.
You mean Friday, sir?
Friday.
This is not the President's Cup. They only play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right, my bad. this is good, and it'll be great. The weather looks good. We both know what Lake Michigan could be like this time of the year, so if the weather holds and they've got a great weather weekend, this could be one of the best Ryder Cups ever.
Oh, yeah. I regardless of what happens, it's going to be a fantastic Ryder Cup because the golf course is, a match play perfection. Like you said, it will come down to people making putts. You know, that's what the one scary team to me is DJ playing with Morikawa. Neither of them really great putters. They could be streaky good, But consistency with the putter blade has kept Dustin Johnson out of the winning circle a ton, and that's what Morikawa's biggest weakness is. So other than that, most of the guys on this team are pretty good putters.
Right, I would agree with that. You just hope Morikawa's iron game, you know, his iron game is unbelievable. So an alternate shot, he could hit some shots close enough where maybe they don't have to worry about the putter too much. And let's just look in. The odds on a tie is still plus 1,200.
Yeah.
Correct?
A lot of people like that bet.
I'm thinking about going to throw some money down on that bet. I don't know. When was the last time they had a tie? Wasn't it back in the early 80s? I think, or no, it was back. Wasn't it the concession? Wasn't that the last tie?
No, the concession wasn't a tie. I mean, that match was a tie, but the United States had already wrapped up the cup.
Okay.
That was just Nicklaus being a great sportsman. Trust me, if the cup was at at risk, he would not have given Tony Jacklin that putt. Same thing with, you know, when Payne Stewart conceded Colin Montgomery's putt at Brookline. The cup was already in hand. Those putts aren't given when they mean something significant. I don't know when the last tie has been. That's a good question. On paper, this is a very close matchup. Now, the United States, again, is favored, not by the huge numbers that you normally see. I think they're only plus 200 as opposed to the Europeans that are minus 140. So that's the interesting bets are more what happens on the day. I saw a prop bet betting on the U.S. team to win, to be leading day one, +4.5 points. As you pointed out, they're opening with alternate shot. And, you know, we've seen this before. That's what it started the steamroller effect right away at Oakland Hills, is they opened with alternate
right.
shot, and it was 3.5 to 1/2. And I agree. I would have started with a four ball.
Yep. So I just, not to contradict you or anything, but I just looked it up. It was a tie in 1969, 16-16.
Really?
Nicklaus gave him the putt. Yep. And looking at it, that's the last tie I've seen. So yeah, it'll be interesting. I think this is, I think we're due for a close one regardless.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree with. I think that, you know, people have talked about, I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago with Dan Paul, obviously a Ryder Cupper, unfortunately the first team that ever lost on U.S. soil. Dan hates it when I bring that up. But you've got so many rookies that maybe it's better that you don't have all the scar tissue from some of the guys that have been on so many teams that have gotten routed.
I couldn't agree more. That's why I was so excited to see him take that many rookies. I mean, and these guys aren't rookies. I mean, there's major Morikawa's won 2 major championships.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these guys can play. They're good, and they're going to get jacked up for moments like this. So I'm excited. I think, you know, somebody like Scheffler can just make a bushel bag of birdies, and he could drum somebody.
Nope, I couldn't agree more. The excitement is at an all-time high, and one of the reasons why we extended the whole schedule of Finding Fairways this late into the season to cover the Ryder Cup. So that will do it for 2021's Finding Fairways. I want to give a special thanks to Kevin and my other co-hosts, Don Holinsky, Dan Paul, and Joe Charles. We hope to have each and every one of them back as we start next year, just a couple weeks before the Masters. Kev, you and I will see each other on the golf course before the end of the year. We're going to find a fairway of our own, stick a peg in the ground, and pound it down the middle. Have a great off-season.
Absolutely. You do the same, Jerry.
Go USA! It's time to check in with our good friends at Boyne Golf. I've got Ken Griffin on the phone, and Ken, a lot of people have got Ryder Cup fever. Here we are in the Midwest watching it all take place over at Whistling Straits, and we have our own Whistling Straits right in our own backyard at Bay Harbor.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's great. The excitement that the Ryder Cup creates at this time of the year is outstanding, even if it is being held on the wrong side of the lake.
Well, the best part about it is that with the 10 courses you have throughout the Boyne Golf system. When you get that fever for golf after watching the Ryder Cup, you've got tee times available.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure we have tee times available. You know, this past week was not the best week to golf in northern Michigan, but we got a very good weekend on tap right now to get on our 10 courses. Temps in the 60s, and any rain we have is coming overnight. The two-week forecast is even better, high 60s, low 70s, and very little rain for the next 2 weeks.
And on top of that, you still have your fall golf specials going on. Tell our listeners about those.
Well, it's just a great time to get up and enjoy it, whether you're just getting a tee time or whether you want to get a package, because we still have some rooms available. But, you know, the other thing I'd say that the listeners should heed is it's time to check your inboxes next week, because after the Ryder Cup, we're going to have an offer for our 2022 golf packages.
Yeah, and I know we had Don Helinski on the show, and their bookings are up 25% ahead of last year for 2022, already looking to be a big golf season. So if you want to cherry pick some weekends, you better get over to Boeing Golf and book those 2022s right away.
Well, we're going to have an offer, and the earlier you book on top of that, the better the rates are going to be, because there's less people booked ahead of you. So if you don't receive our emails and would like to sign up, or for information on our courses and resorts, just visit BoeingGolf.com.
Yeah, and the one last thing we want to talk about is we had Joe Charles on as well, and he's talking about all the cool things they got going on in the winter, including this, these Zoom classes for speed training and some other stuff. I'm going to be doing those, and you need to go to BoeingGolf.com to find out all about how to keep your game sharp during the winter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Be ready to go in the spring, just like we get our courses ready to go.
Ken, thanks so much for keeping us up to date all season long with Boeing Golf. We look forward to having you back on with us in 2022.
And we do, too. It's been a great season on Finding Fairways, and look forward to seeing you on the course this fall yet, Jerry.
Yeah, we still got one more round to go. Thanks, Ken. Have a great one.